Rhodes here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Republican State Representative Jason Zachary of Knoxville says he is working up legislation to place stricter requirements on automotive license plate readers and surveillance cameras. Zachary says that the legislation is in its infancy. He's working with law enforcement to address their concerns. The proposal focuses mainly on how local governments use the cameras, including those from tech companies like Flock.
We have to think, in our role, we have to think about Memphis to Mountain City. And what I have discovered is there are so many agencies that have no type policy and procedures. Some have no policy and procedures. There are many municipalities that don't have policy and procedures. So what are they doing with that data other than the loose parameters we have set as a state where it can't be stored longer than 90 days? What is being done with that data?
Zachary says the draft is aimed at ensuring only certified law enforcement personnel have access to the data and creating strict penalties for those who abuse it. The proposal comes amid bipartisan opposition to Flock-branded cameras in particular. Critics argue the cameras enable mass surveillance. A national call center for Immigration and Customs Enforcement has changed its planned location from Adams, Tennessee to Nashville, according to a government spending database. The center is supposed to provide 24/7 support to law enforcement agencies that have agreed to partner with ICE. It is now listed at a zip code near Nashville International Airport. According to the contract, the center is also tasked with tracking and reporting the location of unaccompanied minors without legal status and using technology to enhance immigration enforcement. The Tennessee Lookout reached out to the contractor responsible for the facility, but it said it was not at liberty to share the specific location. However, several job postings for the call center list the Nashville area. The outlet also reached out to ICE, but the agency did not respond. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.